opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and I have the watch for the next hour. Like usual, Dad is here with me. I get to call him Dad, but everyone else gets to call him Bud. Dad doesn't have a mic this week, so yell really loud.
Okay.
You're a Marine. You can handle that. Aileen is up camping with the Boy Scouts up at Eskimo Hill with the Klondike, whatever the heck they call that. I refuse to do the cold weather, you know, camping and all that. So good for her and all the boys and parents that are up there. I know they're having fun. They just texted some pictures. It's not snowing yet, but it sounds like they're all going to try to get off the hill before it starts to snow. And like always, Frank is here, Mr. Rose.
Good morning.
The man with the perfect voice for radio. Well, normally we try to start out with something along the veteran spotlight and all, but we're going to shift a little bit today because we have Rose and Tim from the Candude Spirit, which were they our first guest, Frank, or our second guest?
Second.
But you're our first repeat offenders.
Ooh.
So feel special about that and all. Before we get down into the nitty gritty and everything you wanted to talk about, I just want to talk about that frame you have out front there. It's amazing. And when you just said it was made out of reclaimed wood, too, I'm going to go find a door, an old door, Tim, and I expect one.
No problem. We can get you what you like. Just give me a picture, and we'll make it. We love to, you know, love to build birdhouses, a little fence, you know, fence boards, whatever, you know, whatever we can find.
And you know that when you guys were here, I got one of those birdhouses from you, and I didn't tell Aileen. And I gave that to her. It was one of her Christmas presents, and she likes birdhouses. We've got them all over our property. And when she opened it up, you know, it's a cute little birdhouse, and she just thought, cute little birdhouse. And then I told her, I said, it was from this. I have this paper, you know, your flyer at home and everything. And it changed everything. She goes, okay, well, that one's not going outside. That one's not getting ruined by the weather. And it's actually hanging in a little alcove up front. And there's a little, I don't know what those little brown birds are. And, you know, here.
Like a finch or maybe?
Yeah,
or
a little bit bigger than a finch. Well, there's a family of them living in it now.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't take long, you know. So that one quickly, Tim, became a special one at the house.
The one that you took that day that Tim built was out of reclaimed wood. And so that's kind of nice to know that you were reusing materials that the birds themselves actually like. So.
Yeah, because there's, you know, I've never worked in the wood industry, but I know there's a lot of chemicals get used in that and some formaldehydes and stuff. So like anything else. So I know you got a few things coming up. Take a deep breath. Throw it at us. Let's hear it.
Well, thank you again for having us back. I'm Rose, and Tim's sitting right here next to me, and we're with the Candu Spirit, which is a 501(c) nonprofit here in Redding, California, that serves our disabled veterans and their families. We do the PTSD support group over at the VFW, and that is every third Tuesday at 4 p.m., so come on down and see what we're all about there. Usually everything branches out of that meeting, which is really nice. The vets get together, support each other, and then they come up with ideas and projects to do for the community to give back and to help them kind of get back into being part of that team, being part of that group, and reconnecting, like I said, so that it removes that feeling of being isolated. So that's what the PTSD support group does that we do for, you know, our community here. Another thing that we do, the Candu Spirit does, is the caregiver support group. So a lot of our veterans out there have the privilege of living happy, long lives at home because somebody loves them enough to take care of them. And it's not, as a caregiver and as a nurse, I know the struggles that our caregivers out there face in making sure that our veterans get to live at home and, like I said, a long, happy life. So every Thursday night between 7 and 8 p.m. On Facebook, on my page, Rose Galen, I go live and we talk about anything and everything that you want to talk about. You get to choose the subject. Nothing's off the table when it comes to taking care of somebody. If you've got a question about skin care or pressure ulcers or bowel and bladder or, you know, even how to get them out of the house or out of the bed or into a car, these subjects are what we talk about. And like I said.
How long were you a nurse?
Oh.
Are you still?
So I just recently, what I call retired, but I'm going to tell you what, I am working more harder now.
We just said that before we walked. Yeah.
I don't work inside of a hospital. I am working for the nonprofit and for my community right now.
Yeah.
And
I think that's everybody at the table, including Aileen, who's not here.
No. The whole retired thing and the golden years, it's not what everybody tells you it's going to be.
We're all busy, but we're busy with a purpose. We're not busy sitting around in our garage, you know, drinking beer, which is not a bad idea, but you can't live a life like that. You still, you know, need to go out and, you know, and interact with other people. You don't need to go out and make 100 best friends or quote unquote Facebook friends, you know, but at least get out and do something. And I think at least us here and Aileen included and my mom, you know, we all still want to do something, even though most of us are retired. Aileen's not, you know, retired. She's only 36. She's a long way from retiring. But, you know, we still want to be able to go and do. And what you said about the PTSD group, that's really what it's for, is just to go and interact with other human beings who are kind of in the same, you know, spot in life, you know, either, you know, mentally or physically or anything. But you don't have to go there to, you know, meet your next best friend. It's just to go there and say hi to the guys. I go into the BFW and say hi to, you know, Hank, and got to hear, you know, war stories from him, or, you know, not war story. He's always talking about motorcycles, but, you know, we just talk for a few minutes, or I see Frank in there and then I'm out the door, and usually I'm going right into school. So, you know, stay active, which kind of goes, all of this kind of circles right back around to just keeping your mind active a little bit, read a book, you know, online course or something, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we promote with our groups. And so out of those groups and out of that fellowship or that camaraderie that they have is a lot of different projects. And so I know I talked in the past about the birdhouse projects that were donated to Dunsmuir School and the wreath stands that Tim's group built for Igo Veterans Cemetery. Currently, we're doing a welding project, and this welding project is huge. And we're on a time constraint because it's going to be for Memorial Day to hold all those wreaths. Like last year was between 40 and 50 wreaths that were at the Memorial Grove there at the Civic Center, right? Is that what I meant? Is that it?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Frank's given us the yes.
CVAC has commissioned the group to come up with some portable, expandable wreath stands that Tim, you can jump in here and talk about, is a welding project. So, hey, this is a big shout out to any of you veterans out there, any of you community members that want to donate some time, some welding experience. You don't have to be a professional. If you just want to come out and support, it would be awesome.
Okay. Well, we're going to come right back to that because I want to hear more about that because I can probably line up a couple of guys real quick that would enjoy to do that, including myself. I haven't welded in quite a while. But we are going to have to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll come right back to that. And all, I want to thank everybody for listening. I know we were off last week, and all, I had to take scouts down to Sacramento. So I'm glad to be back, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m. Get me every time.
A little Van Halen for the morning. Thank you very much, Jared. Hanhoff. So, when we went to break, I'm stuttering a little bit. When we went to break, we did not stop talking. I know, the mics went off and everybody else got to listen to, whatever commercial that Jared pulled up in there. But we in here, we didn't stop talking at all. So we may not pick up exactly where we left off, but I do want to talk to Tim about the metal reets and the welding project that you've got coming up. So tell us what you got going on, Tim.
Well, what we're trying to do is build a portable stand that could be broke down into different groups, which could hold 10 to 12 reets.
Gotcha. Okay.
At a time. So, we're looking for a little help to weld and drill. And
where are you going to be doing this at, the project itself, putting it together?
Right now we're doing it at our house.
Oh, okay.
I have a small little shop. So we can get a couple, two or three of us there at a time.
Gotcha.
And
do we just have contact you guys through the Facebook or anything for that? Or?
You can contact us as many ways you want, through the Facebook, the Can Do Spirit, or you can call us at 530-338-2155. You can message us through Facebook as well, or you can email us, at thecandospirit.org@gmail.com as well.
Gotcha. Because I already know one person that he's a Marine, and I know that he would want to he would want to, you know, help on it. He's a welder. He's constantly trying to ask me if I need anything welded, our troop trailer. He's wanting to put a new hitch on it, and he doesn't have enough to do. So we can maybe point him in that direction. He can burn up some energy, and I'm sure his wife would appreciate that too.
Oh, that would be great. Any help?
Yeah. So when you were a CB, did you weld? Did you do any welding when you were in active duty?
Well, I was a CB. I was a mechanic, and also worked on debt. So I welded. I used a hammer, sheetrock. I was an electrician, you know.
Oh, electricians. You know, there is a path that I have personally always stayed away from. Dad can wire stuff up, and when I need anything, he does it. But me and electrical work do not get along. So I can do all the plumbing, everything else, but electrical work, I just figure I don't want to burn my house down, so I'm going to let someone else do that part. So if you have that skill, good on you. When's the timeline that we want to get this done so it's ready for Memorial Day?
Well, Memorial Day, how about that?
Yeah. Maybe not the day, but a little bit before that would be nice. And what's going to be the outside dimensions on this?
Well, we plan on making it 6 feet wide, 4 feet at the standard, with the centerpiece being 6 foot.
Gotcha, okay.
So you can put either a big reef or you can put a smaller one and that. But we're trying to make these stands, they all break down into a small group. You can either put up one or we can put up five.
Gotcha, okay.
Because they plan on having anywhere, 40, 50 reefs. And they want something instead of just sitting them on the ground. They wanted to hang them up and, look good.
Sorry to cut you off. So on the logistics side, what I always think about when we're done with this on Memorial Day and we break them all down, the wreaths go wherever they're going to go, and we break them all down, we put them in somebody's truck or trailer, where are we going to store them?
That's a really good question, and that's an answer that CVAC can get to come up with. That's not going to be our problem.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, no, this project is directed by CVAC.
It's like us and Scouts. Everything seems to end up at our house, mm-hmm. and I know,
in somebody's garage.
In someone's garage, yes.
Yeah. So thank goodness we don't have to figure out where to store all these. So again, that would land in the CVAC's lap to figure that out. They can use them over and over again, and then it'll be available to other veteran organizations to utilize these stands as needed, for different
events. Are we going
to
paint them or powder coat them or anything?
We're going to paint the first one. I would like to get, once we get it all hammered out, the exact dimensions and everything, I would like to go and get them all powder coated. It's much durable, more durable than.
There is a out of Chico, out of Durham, there's a NorCal sandblasting and powder coating. He's an Army vet. I know him very well. He's I think he did 2 trips to Iraq. He's a 50 cal gunner on top of a Humvee. Really, really good guy, Sean. And I'm sure that he would help us because they have to blast it, get all the oils and everything off of it, and then powder coat it. He's done work for me as well. So good guy. And Army, we'll stick the Frank on him, our own personal little Army guy. And but there's other people out there. We can definitely make some. It looked nice if they were all good and powder coated, and that way, because your guy's name, the Can-Do Spirit, is going to be stamped on there somehow. If we have to make a little metal thing and hammer it because we want to know where it started, because that's important. We all forget quickly. I don't know how much stuff is at my house, some Scouts, and no one knows who built this particular box or that particular thing. And on, I would like to be able to, circle back around, and remind them. So,
sounds like a plan.
Yeah. We're going to reach out. We're going to start poking people and say, here, help.
Great.
What else you got? We got a few more minutes. What else you got?
Well, I just wanted to do a shout-out to the community and let them know that we've had a lot of contact from other veterans that are in need, and we're always looking for help. We're always looking for volunteers. Anybody out there that can give Tim a hand? This latest shout-out that we had to us is an elderly veteran gentleman that needs some help putting a handrail up on his porch. He can't get in and out of his house because he's got three steps out of his door and nowhere to hang on to. And it's kind of in a bad position where Tim can't go in and install it because it's inaccessible to a wheelchair. And for any of you out there that didn't know, Tim is paralyzed from the chest down, and he's in an electric wheelchair. So he does all this work and all this volunteer work from his wheelchair, but it's not accessible, this project, for Tim. He's got all the dimensions, right, Tim?
Yes.
You got it all figured out how this handrail is going to go in, but he's not able to install it. So
gotcha.
Looking for some volunteers who wants to go out and help this veteran get a handrail installed.
So with that, thinking out loud here, if we can word that as a service project, I know five Boy Scouts that need service project time, and they're not the – we can't have them doing anything that motors that turn and cut fingers off, but drills are fine with hammers, and they clean up stuff really well, you know, especially when I tell them, if you do all this work, then you can come over here and play on the Switch as long as you want. And there's three of them that'll polish it, you know, to make it happen. So, you know, we'll definitely get together with that and all. And as long as some of the dads are there, and of course, Tim, and Tim can supervise, and we can just tell them and show them. And it's good for them, too, because they're all 12 and 13, and they all need that experience of how to
that
actually
do stuff.
That
sounds like a wonderful partnership.
So, yes.
It
yes.
really does. Like you said, a couple of dads need to be there to do the power tools, right?
Yeah, but anything that turns. Yeah. We say anything that turns that can take a finger off. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So if there's a couple of dads and the Boy Scouts, that sounds great. Yeah. And that would really help this veteran getting that handrail installed. So the next project after that is some fun projects, and that is,
well, this all sounds like fun to me.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking like, this right here is needed. This veteran needs this as a quality of life thing and a safety thing. How can you get out if there's an emergency?
Exactly.
He really needs his handrail. But on the funner side of some of our projects, we got a couple of fundraisers coming up for the VFW and for Igo Cemetery, and they've reached out and asked us to build a couple of wine racks.
Oh,
so, and
okay.
We can be creative with this. We can, it could be something fun or unusual or different. In fact, the more different, the better, right? So we're looking for a reclaimed wood, some ideas, and some people that like to work on wood to jump in and with Tim and build some fun wine racks that can be auctioned off to make some money at the
Tim, are you looking for oak or some strong woods for that, or does it matter to you what species?
No, I think a little of everything. You know?
Gotcha. Okay.
We could
make anything work.
Yeah, we can make anything work.
That's great. That's great because we all have wood piles, you know, behind
something laying around,
you know, and all. And I have some redwood, 16-foot 2x4 redwoods that I got from Home Depot. We were talking about Home Depot before we came on air, and they twisted, so I couldn't use them to build, you know, because 16 feet is a long way to try to untwist something. But down into shorter lengths, you know, 3 or 4 feet, they're still pretty straight. And it probably would work great. And they're pressure treated, too. So it would work really good on the bottom of stuff. So, and it'd get it out of my shop, too. Not to say that I don't have room, but it would get it out of my shop, too.
No, we don't have.
I don't have any room in my shop anymore, yeah.
Yeah, so bring your creativity, anybody who is interested in working with wood, and contact us again through the many different ways you can get a hold of us. Anybody who is interested, yeah, we're looking for some help with that and get that done for the fundraisers for them. So.
All right. Well, you got a lot going on. Like I said last time when you guys were here, and you're retired. You got more going on than most working people do.
Yeah, but
so.
I'm loving it.
I know, but at least we get to pick and choose what we can do now a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't so much on the scouts anymore, but, you know, I'm the scout master for Troop 42. But I have my wife and then one of the other moms, Amy, they're great. And they love doing all of that. I mostly just stand back and just do merit badge stuff and chauffeur a lot, a lot of chauffeuring, but it's all good. Well, thank you guys for coming back. I know you guys got to take off here soon. And thank you for coming back on the show. We will definitely get all this posted, and I'll reach out to my guys and start booking them.
Thank you for having us back. And thank you for just getting the word out about the can-do spirit and what we're doing for our community.
Well, thank you very much. We will take a quick break. Thank you for listening to Manning to Watch. We'll be right back.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Live flamenco on stage with Savannah Fuentes, Pedro Cortez, and Jose Marino. Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m. at Reading School of the Arts. Tickets can be purchased at brownpapertickets.com or by calling Reading School of the Arts. Live flamenco is filled with passion and excitement, exquisite dancing, and masterful guitar playing. It is an experience you'll never forget. Preferred seats at the edge of the dance floor are available, so go to brownpapertickets.com or call Reading School of the Arts. Enjoy live flamenco with Savannah Fuentes, Friday, March 15th at Reading School of the Arts.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Van Halen, Led Zeppelin, you're spoiling me in there, Jared. Thank you. Well, I just want to say that Tim and Rose, I know we laugh and we kind of made a couple comments about, you know, some of us are retired and we're busier now than when we were working. But I think Rose, that's true on Rose. I think that is, she's very busy human being. And in that stuff that Tim is building is really good for a guy who's in a chair, a power chair like that. He can still use his hands and his mind is still. We can't get him to talk on the radio very much, but his mind is still there, and you know, and he's doing something. He's just not sitting in a chair rotting away.
Yeah, that easel he made is beautiful. It's
beautiful. I'm gonna go find some old oak doors, and I'm gonna, like I said, nail $100 bill to it and say, "Here, please make me one of these." So. Very, very good, and we will definitely reach out to some of our guys that that we know to help with that Memorial Day project. So we'll get back to the Veteran Spotlight, and this week the Veteran Spotlight is brought to you by Fratelli's Pizza Parlor over on California Street, where the old Angelo's Pizza was. And I want to say, before we actually start talking about the veteran that we're going to spotlight, what is his name, Frank? I'm going to say it wrong. The young man that owns Fratelli's. Right on the sheet there in the corner. So it is Braden.
Right.
Braden. And I'm sorry, Braden. I apologize. But you don't need to know his name. You just need to know where his place is at. 1774 California Street, where the old Angelo's Pizza was. I remember eating at Angelo's. That place had been here forever. And one of the things that I never really cared for is it was kind of dark in there. But what Braden has done, when you walk in, it's open, it's airy, it's light. It actually is a bit of an eclectic feeling in there. Everything's clean and up to date. And I really like the pictures of Christopher Walken's and Mr. T back on the corner there. Just made me laugh and awe. So there's a little bit of nostalgia kind of feel that's going on with some of the stuff he has on the wall. And then you get to the pizza, and the pizza was really good. I got one slice. That's all I had time, and out the door. And I told my wife, Aileen, we're going to go back there and have lunch. It was good. I like that it's handmade. You know, we go to Little Caesars, and you can eat the cardboard, and it tastes better. That actually was actually a good product. So, you know, go out and he's a local boy. It's a locally owned restaurant. Let's support our local folks before we give Little Caesars and other places our money. And those places all have their own purpose and their own business models. But, you know, I like, you know, and like you said, you know, you can come in, you can have a beer, you can have a salad. You know, Frank, you pointed out the back room. And the Sons of Italy or whichever group you guys are with, you know, you had a band in there.
Yeah, like Community Trio.
Community Trio. And it's Italian music, right?
Yeah, they play a lot of Italian music. The instrumentation is accordion, clarinet, mandolin, and guitar. He switches off. And they play a lot of Italian songs, especially, of course, you're in an Italian pizza parlor. But they do play German and other popular, but they do a lot for Sons of Italy. They play at Sons of Italy on Saturdays. And I met them over at the Farmer's Market. They were playing there. And I said, hey, what a great instrumentation. So they're there, and they're going to be there next Saturday as well.
Awesome. Well, maybe that's when Aileen and I will go over there and catch up with all of that. So as far as for the Veteran Spotlight, we had, Frank and I had talked earlier, we were going to do something with Bastalone. Any of the Marines out there will know who Bastalone was. But I switched this last night because I realized yesterday, February 22nd, was George Washington's birthday. And it just, you know, it's not a date that's, you know, ooh, hey, look at me, and, you know, can remember that. But I wanted to bring him up as the veteran, you know, the spotlighting a veteran this week, because I don't know if we can, maybe he might be the first true American veteran, you know, along with all of his other accolades. You know, I put a bunch of stuff on here. George Washington was an American political leader, military general, statesman, a founding father, and also served as the first president of the United States from 1789 to 1797. Holy moly, he was president for a while. So, I mean, we all know, we're not going to go into his history. He, you know, he did a lot, you know, he never cut a cherry tree down. I don't know where that fable came from, but I guess we can consider him the number one American vet. I don't know. I might be saying much on that, but he did an awful lot for this country and when we started.
And he's also the first one to start the Purple Heart.
Yes, yes. So, see, there's more.
His head's on the front of that symbol. Yes, it's on it, yeah. Yeah.
So, there's a lot there. So, if we're going to spotlight a vet, I mean, we might as well go all the way back to the... Yes. So technically the first one, I guess.
Number one,
you know, and
first commander.
Yeah. So first commander in chief for sure. So, and this was a guy who didn't want to be the president. He just, you know, he did his job, but in his history, he was a surveyor and he did something about surveying up through, Tim from Northern Firearms Instructions. He's got that whole story, and he tells it when you do your renewal classes, and it's great how he goes through all of that. And he doesn't tell you who he's talking about until the end. And as much of a history buff as I am, I didn't know a lot of that about Washington. So I actually learned in that class. I've taken a CCW class. I'm learning history. So thanks, Tim.
Well, Ted. A little bit of trivia about George Washington. At one time, he was the biggest alcohol producer in the country. Yes, yes. He ran 10 stills 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, yeah, it was magic that after him is when the whole tax came on board with that. So, so that's our veteran spotlight of the day. But I know Frank wants to add real quick before we go to our next break another one. So, Frank, go ahead and read that one.
All right, this gentleman, his name is Leroy Gordon Neufeld. And Gordon Neufeld was first in Shasta Lake, and he passed away on January 11th, 2019. Leroy was born in Abbotsford, Wisconsin, on March the 5th, 1929. He married Beverly, which is his wife, on June the 2nd, 1954. In North Dakota. He worked as a laborer for Simpson Paper Company for 28 years. Leroy was a veteran of the Korean War and served in Company A, 74th ECB of the Army. Although he recently recollects of the Korean War was not too sharp, he did remember that he was involved in a Jeep accident along with two other men while traveling on the Iron Triangle at night sometime in September 1952. The Jeep may have hit a landmine or was targeted by enemy artillery fire. The attack killed the Jeep's driver. Leroy and the Jeep's two other passengers were taken to Field Hospital and was treated. While living in Anderson, Leroy was a chapter member of the Korean War Veterans Association, Northern California, number one. Leroy also was a member of the Veterans Foreign Wars, chapter 9650 in Anderson. Leroy is survived by his wife, three children, sister, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, four grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Military honors for Leroy Neufeld will be held Friday, March the 1st at 12:15 in the Memorial Chapel at Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. A memorial service will be followed at 3 p.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, 3961 Alta Mesa Way. In lieu of flowers donations, can be made to the wreaths across America at Northern California Veterans Cemetery, 11800 Gas Point Road, Igo. This gentleman I know personally.
Okay. Thank you very much, Frank. We have to take a quick break, and we'll talk about Mr. How do you say his last name?
Neuenfeld.
When we Neuenfeld. Come back from that quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Thank you very much.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Well, there's a little bit of my Metallica for the morning. Thank you very much. So real quick, we will just, I had to interrupt Frank at the end there. We had to take a quick break. But Leroy was also a resident of the veterans home out there.
As far as I recollect.
And also, and we know there's a lot of vets out there. At some point, we're going to try to have a couple of those folks out here. I met the guy at Starbucks. You, Frank, give me a hard time about Starbucks. His name was Frank, and he was in the Navy right after the Korean War. And so he wants to come on the show. I bump into him about once a month over down there in Anderson. And he gets up. He's still there, but he likes living there because it makes his day-to-day life a little easier.
I got it. There's two of them that they're working on for me down there from World War II.
World War II.
That are corpsmen.
Oh, that's where we talked about that. Yes, we talked about that. So we'll see. Well, World War II, they would have been pharmacist mates, but we'll definitely see about getting them on here and on. I know Aileen would love that, so she'll definitely like that. You know, we talked a lot at the beginning of the show. Rose and Tim were here. They do so much. you know, they're looking for some people to help with the welding. We'll reach out, but if anybody has any help on that, let's see what we can do for that, because that's a community service project in a way, you know. They can be reached at candospirit.org@gmail.com, and she also has on here www.candospirit.org, and I know they have a Facebook page that's Can Do Spirit, so, because I it's on my personal page as well, so I don't know if it's on the Manning the Watch one, but I'll try to get that done. Big thing is tax season. Everybody should have their tax paperwork. And with the shutdown last month and all, it might take a little bit longer to get your taxes. So if you're planning on that, get it in now. So, I know you probably don't do taxes, do you, Frank? The IRS is going to come busting through the door. So you owe a lot of money.
I don't have that problem because I pass all that stuff on to my wife and my bookkeeper.
So
and my,
do I.
My nurse.
And all three of us. And yeah. Yeah, we all know who does the books in our houses. Yeah, it's no secret. So, but to reach out to us, you can find us on Facebook at Manning the Watch, or you can email us at manningthewatch@outlook.com if you have any questions or want to get a hold of Rose or anybody. You know, we can definitely reach out and try to do that. I also don't want to forget about Fratelli's, the pizza restaurant. He, like I said, he's a good young man. I liked him. You know, he definitely, anybody who's starting a business and who's going to be there 7 days a week and making sure that it's running until, you know, hopefully at some point he can relax a little bit. But that just tells me he's putting the time and the effort into it. So.
And he's got veterans in his family, too.
Yes, yes. Anybody who is a fan of the movie Goonies, I'm not going to say what, but as soon as you walk in there and you look up on the wall, it'll make you laugh. It made me laugh right away. That was the first thing I noticed. Besides the salad bar being moved and in a better location, the first thing I noticed was the thing on the wall for Goonies. So good job of putting that little piece of nostalgia up on the wall. And I understand that the scouts are headed off Eskimo Hill right now. I just got a text a few minutes ago, so I can look forward to having a whole bunch of smelly, wet scouts in the house in a little bit. So, yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question? Why do they call it Eskimo Hill?
I don't know. There's probably not a lot of Eskimos running around here in Northern California. I'm just saying.
Unless you can build an igloo up there.
Oh, well, they can. They were at 4 feet of snow when they were up there yesterday.
That's why it's
cold up there. That's where everybody goes up there, and you can take your little sleds and stuff and go down the hill and on. And it's actually a pretty long hill. I haven't been up there in years, and I don't plan on going up there anytime soon. But I know they had fun for a little bit, but I think it's just too cold and too wet right now. The sun came out and everything went, she said, from snow to slush, and it's hard to do much when everything is slush. Snow, you can kind of pack it in, but the slush is a little bit hard. So hopefully they can get off that hill real quick and before it does start to rain or anything. As far as any veteran concerns, I did get a reminder from Logan from EDD. He was on the show a few weeks ago. Really, really nice young man. And if there's any businesses that are out there that are wanting to hire vets, there are some tax breaks or tax something. He can go into details with that. All of his information is on our Facebook page. Right now with all of the construction that's going on, you would think that some people would want to hire some contractors would want to hire some local vets, you know, to do that. Cause the more local folks we can do, you know, hire for that, that stays here in our local economy. All the houses that we've lost in Shasta County and Butte County, Shasta County also, it has a lot of construction going on. Our economic base is starting to build itself up right here close to the studio. We've got, what used to be the old mall. I don't even know what we call it now. I know I go to school at night at the Chico campus right here off of Market, but you know, they're building that 3-story building right there now. Looks like they poured the foundation and all. Sounds like Costco is still pushing or going forward with their things. I don't know what that grocery store's name is going to be at the end of, what is that, Churn Creek and Bonneview? I don't know if that's Save More or something.
Grocery Outlet. Grocery Outlet.
I don't think. I think it's Save More or Save Mart or something like that, because they were just on Carl's show last week or the week before, and they were talking about that, because the thing that got my attention was is they're building an In-N-Out down there too. So that's a little closer to us, and I don't have to go up on Dana Boulevard for that.
Yeah, I think you're right. The Grocery Outlet is a new one that they're rebuilding on Yuka Way.
Yes.
And they're looking for people to work there.
Exactly.
Too.
And then, you know, there's some other big things coming down the line that's, you know, some development in town. So there's going to be a lot of, they are labor jobs, but they are jobs. And those are legal tax-paying jobs. So hopefully if anybody out there is listening and they want to hire some vets, we can get them in touch with Logan. And then on the other side, Rich Partridge is the one that vets that need a job would go in and talk to, and he gets them all set up. So we've got that duo over there that no excuses. That's my thing. No excuses. You know, you got one you can go see about getting a job and the other one to see about hiring vets. So no one saying, oh, I can't find a job. You know, Burger King's always hiring, you know, somebody's always hiring. It just depends on what job you want to do. And you're not going to get out of the service and go right into a $20 an hour, you know, job, you know, so you got to kind of build yourself back up, but it is out there and there's a lot going on. And right now we're going to come into the springtime. I would rather do that work during the spring than during the middle of the summer when it's 115 out there anything, you know, so none of us in this room are spring chickens, you know, I'm going to drive out. If you need a soda or water, I'll be happy to drive it over to you. But I'm not going to go out there and do that. Those days are in my past. So, you know, and then there's always school too. You know, I'm going back to school. I'm 47 and I'm going back to school to finish a degree. And then Aileen is going to be going to, hopefully medical school in the next year or two. So it's never too late. And there's a lot of programs out there. Our friend Matt, who just graduated, from a Navy buddy of ours, he just graduated from Chico State with his degree in criminal justice or something similar to that. And he's going to be he went from that and then now he's going to get his degree in social work so he can go to work for the correction department as a social worker or some kind of therapist. So, you know, there's always avenues, and he used, book rehab, I believe. He already used his GI Bill up, and then he switched over to voc rehab and all. So there's some funds out there for vets to be able to go back to school. And half of my classes are online, so I don't even have to go, you know, to a class. I just get over. I'm not going to let being in a class bother me, you know, in those respects. I hear guys say, I can't go sitting in a class. You know, suck it up. Because if we were still active duty, you wouldn't get a choice. So if you had to go sit through a class or a training or something, it's just temporary. Just go do it and get it done, and then you can say, I did it. And all. Instead of saying, I couldn't do it, you can, you know, it's American, not American't. So
all you got to do is get off your butt and go talk to these people.
Yeah,
it's free.
There's
go
a lot,
do it.
Yeah, yeah, all I can do is tell you no. You know, the worst thing is no. And then the VSO was in here this morning when I walked in. That's the office a lot of that starts at. You know, if you don't know what you're eligible for, those folks can all help you. And, sure. This is David. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, David. This is Mary. Stroop's chainsaw people across from the post office on Churn Creek. Need somebody that a handyman that knows how to do chainsaws. Maybe we can get a veteran over there.
Oh, okay, absolutely. I'm sure we can
find
something. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
bye.
All right, bye. Well, that was random and out there, but thank you very much, Mary. And I will definitely. I think I already know somebody who can do something like that. So we will. We'll definitely reach out to that and all. Well, I kind of took my train of thought away, but thank you very much, Mary, for calling in. And I know we're going to run out of time here real soon. So
thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. That's a big thing. So we can definitely say we have a fan. Her name is Mary.
At least one person was listening
today.
Well,
one person. And I'm sure Rick Ortega is listening too. And I'll get a text from him later. That I said something wrong or did something. I didn't say anything bad about the Army today, Rick. So don't get on me. So
not yet.
watch it.
Not yet. Yeah. Well, Frank's in the room, so I can't say much about the Army and all. So we're going to go ahead and leave for the week. Everybody, thank you very much for listening. It was kind of an event filled. A lot of information came out today. Next week, we'll be back to like a normal, and Aileen will be here. Thank you very much for listening to Manning the Watch. You have the watch until next week. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.